Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Good to see you. Got my buddy Spencer Ward here. He is, man, he's been part of Cleaning Nation for, it feels like 2 or 3 years. I think you were at our first live event, which is pretty sexy, which is, had to be a couple years ago. That said, for those of you that are coming to our event, growmycleaningcompany.com/event, Spencer will be there. I will be there. You will clearly fall in love with Spencer and want to like squeeze his brain for all the good stuff. So you have to come to the event to do that. So Spencer, before we jump in, tell us who you are, what you do, why we should care.
You know, I'm Spencer Ward. I'm from Pocatello, Idaho. You know, just a thriving city over here. About 80,000 people. You know, I own New Clean Commercial Cleaning. Been in the commercial market for now, this month, actually 7 years. So
you were young when you started. I've seen, he always, and don't be fooled, by the way, if you look him online, he's got like pictures of him. They're all from him as a kid. He's all young and good looking, but that's all that's done.
Yeah. I think I was actually athletic and in shape and, you know,
and you have four kids, right?
Four kids.
How old's the oldest?
8. And I have a 6-year-old and those two are boys. And then I have a 3-year-old girl and a 9-month-old girl
at this recording. So the cool thing is 3 of your kids are younger than your business.
Yep.
One of your children grew up only knowing New Clean. Like he was kind of an infant when y'all started.
He was the reason we started it, you know. Graduated college and couldn't find anything job wise, so I had to get creative.
And I believe Spencer's one of our LDS friends. So I'm guessing when he had the one, he's like, well, I'm not stopping here. So I better start earning some money now because I know I got more kids on the way.
I'm done though now. Right. Okay.
Let like me physically, officially done. If you get my draft board. Okay. So now just committed to being done. Okay. So
it's legit now.
It's a miracle. the fifth one would be a literal miracle from God. And we'll take those. But
yeah, it would
or we're going to look at Cali, one of the two.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be looking at it real hard at that point.
So maybe not a miracle from God. Maybe a very serious conversation with your lovely bride, who is so sweet, by the way. Poor Cali. Okay, so love that your kids grew up just because so many of Cleaning Nation we talk to is it's all about legacy, right? They're just all about what they want to leave for their kids. And I know that's important to you guys. And you started from scratch, right? You didn't buy this thing.
Yeah.
Cool. And then give us an idea of where you're at now, like with employee count or however you want to measure it, but where have you grown to?
Well, you know, when I first got on with you, you know, I was probably 20 something. Yeah, probably low 20s, upper teens in employee size. And now I've just doubled the size of my company since I've been with you. Now we're closing on close to 40 employees and we're also throughout 4 different cities, but they're only 45 minutes apart, but yeah.
But that's still 4 yeah. different teams or 3 different teams. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. So I love that. I'm trying to think, there's so much stuff Spencer's got that's good. Oh, one of the things I want to make sure we point out, Spencer's one of our Million Mastermind guys. Trying to think, but I don't know how big Manitoba is, but I believe most of the Millionaire Mastermind guys and gals are not in big cities. So those of you out there that are like, well, you know, the guys in LA and blah, 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 they have an advantage. And there's certainly some advantages and disadvantages to big city, but Pocatello, like I said, 80,000 people, it's not a tiny town, but it's by no means, you know, Phoenix, we got 5 million in the greater Phoenix area. So you could be very successful and it's not like you're capped. It's not like you're, well, I doubled and now I'm kind of stuck. No reason you can't double again and probably again.
Exactly. Yeah. Every year we've grown with the guidance of your modules and the millionaire group that we've been in. But I was actually one of your original one-on-ones.
But you're not supposed to tell anyone that because now people are going to email me. Hey, how do I get, I do not do one-on-ones. The millionaire masterminds. But yeah, Spencer was a one-on-one that got grandfathered into the. So you were actually an inaugural Millionaire Mastermind member because I think I only invited my one-on-ones at first. So, all right. First of all, I love that in 8 years you've gone from 0 to 40, 50 employees, from zero customers in 0 cities to dozens of customers in 4 cities. Let's start with your biggest challenge. What was the biggest thing that you were stuck and were frustrated and couldn't get past? And then we'll kind of maybe share how you got past it and give some value.
The biggest thing that I first was just stuck with, and I look back now, I'm like, wow, like it's not even a thing anymore. It was just the employee hiring, especially over 4 different cities. It was becoming a nightmare, and I had no idea about any kind of hiring funnel, how that worked. And once I started getting on board with you, going through those modules, I was just like, holy cow, like where's this been all my life?
So when we started, and you say you have no systems for hiring, you had a system. It wasn't working. It made you miserable. So walk through that system, because I guarantee you, people on the chat, and feel free to jump into the conversation if you're with us live, they're gonna go, "Oh, that sounds awful familiar." So what did your process look like that wasn't working when you? Oh, and Chris is saying another Canadian. No, he's a good person. He's Pocatello, Idaho. We keep that in the United States. Continue, Spencer.
My system looked like when there was someone that needed hired, and we had a gap in our employment. Okay, that's when we go out and find someone. There was no preemptive, hey, let's put something in place to avoid a storm. We'd always wait for the storm to hit us, and then we're like, okay, yeah, let's just. I learned the analogy of the cow and the buffalo just recently. That's a big thing right now. Handle the storm like a buffalo, not a cow, because when a storm hits, cows run with the storm and they endure the storm a lot longer, where buffaloes stay in one place until the storm hits them, and then they run against the storm and it hits them a lot less, and they're able to get out of it quicker. So I was handling all these storms like a cow. No fat jokes, Mike.
Well, you left me with two options, a cow and a buffalo. What do you expect me to do with that, Spencer? Come on.
But I feel like now, like I'm just like, the storms are always going to be there. There's always going to be employees that quit 3 to 4 at a time. But you can be that buffalo that has things in place that you have, shoot, you have 3 or 4, 5, 6 in a bullpen. And you're keeping them warm until they're ready, until you actually need someone, until you grow, or until people quit. So that's been the big thing. And I look back, I'm like, wow, that was crazy that that was something that ate up so much of my time. And now it's not even a thing I think about anymore. It's automatic.
Yeah, so before, I'm guessing when not only did you not have a system and process in place, so when you lost, and so funny, a lot of Cleaning Nation's like, they quit, three people quit at once. How was I supposed to see that coming? And I'm like, well, when's the last time three people quit at once? We're like, well, last time three people quit. What about before that? Well, just two that time. So we know they quit in bunches. We just don't plan for it. So not only were you unplanned, but what did the process look like when you went to get it? Was it painful, painless? Did you like how much time and effort would it take to get one good employee? Or, walk us through that.
Oh yeah. Well, the thing is, we'd set up individual. We didn't have a group interview idea. It was just like, okay, we got one person interested. Let's try to meet them with a single interview, and then half the time they don't show up, and you're just like, oh my heck, I've got to have someone there. Start cleaning, and that's how it'd be. And it would never like we try to do back-to-back interviews, but it was just we'd be lucky to get one or two,
Yeah, so
to
you
come.
might go through 50 applications in with a plan to call 30, but after 14, you get flat out exhausted, and then you schedule 5 appointments, which takes up a day or two of your time. Two or three show up, one or two, right? As soon as they walk in, you're like, not a fit. And then you're like, yeah, then you got one or two applicants that might be good. And even if they're not good, you're like, but you'll start today, huh? And then you're kind of getting that like universe.
You're in a warm body syndrome universe at that point. You're just taking any warm body. You've got a pulse. All right, let's get you cleaning. Instead of like, wow, I guess we can get to that, the better improved version here in a minute. But yeah,
Yeah, and
that's how
that's
it
just like you're
was.
talking about. That's the cow strategy, right? Like I need someone, it's late. So now I'm going to hire the wrong guy or gal, which guess what? He's going to quit and probably take others with him. So it's this downward spiral that just gets worse and worse and worse until, and I've seen people sadly vacillate from, I'm a cleaner and I hate it and I get what that's not it to hiring, and they're even successful, but then they have a string of, I don't say bad luck, but circumstances where they have a couple bunches of people leave and then they hire too quickly because they're the cow, right? They waited for the problem and they kind of run with the problem. And then they hire another batch or two of bad people and it just kills them. And they either quit the business altogether or go back to cleaning. And they'll say stuff like, I tried hiring, it doesn't work. They're all lazy. They're all whatever. And again, it breaks my heart because half me wants to be like, no, it doesn't have to be that way. But their experience truly was, no one wants to work. I can't hire. So really it was the systems and processes, but
yeah,
for whatever reason, they're unable to see that. And they blame other humans, right? It was the employees, yeah. But really, was it, right? You know, you see like, oh, yeah, all the good guys are taken. Well, who would they get taken by, right? Like there were not good guys or girls, right? So talk us a little bit about what your life looks like now. So maybe other guys and gals can kind of jump on that train.
Well, yeah, just like you just said, like all the good guys are taken. You didn't have a system. You don't have a system set up to find the good guys. You're just cattle calling everyone in, you know, like, hey, I'm hiring.
And I'm desperate.
I'm desperate. I'll take anyone. You know,
and people out there going, I don't say I'm desperate. I know, you know, they can smell it on you. I promise. Go ahead.
And then you go from a victim mentality to like, oh, please stay with me. Please stay with me. Don't quit on me tonight. Please. I need you to, you know what? Get out. You know, you're not a core values match. Just get out. And so, what my system looks like now through it's not my system. It's a system I've learned from you. Is,
hey, you gave me money, it's yours now, baby.
like we have a system set up, we have group interviews set up, and it's automatic, it's on a click funnel. We've got Calendly set up, so people literally are just automatically signing up for these interviews. And we have, you know, 12, 15 people showing up to each interview. Sometimes you have a little less, sometimes, and you know, depending on what your needs are, you can turn up the funnel, meaning pay more money or pay less money. I've kind of found the sweet spot in my areas where I need to keep the money at a consistent basis in certain cities to keep the funnel full enough. And what I'll do is we have 12 to 15 people show up, maybe three or four passed on to one-on-one.
And I guarantee if you had two or three passed on or two or three show up, you'd probably pass on one to three. So it's like, yeah. Is it just because the best people showed up? No, because you're desperate. When you got 15, it's really easy to be selective. When you get two, it's really tough to be like, neither of you are qualified. And then, yeah, that's the warm body syndrome you mentioned. And that turns into the inmates running the asylum, right? Because then they smell it on you that they're like, wait a second, I can go get another crappy $10 an hour job tomorrow. You can't find another crappy $10 an hour employee tomorrow. I don't think I'm coming in. Or I'm going to do a half-ass job and you're going to call me out and be like, I think it was a customer's pain in the butt, but the whole dynamic shifts and it's very disempowering. Go ahead.
Exactly. So yeah. So there'll be some weeks that you have more than you need to show up. And then you have some weeks that are just a few that show up. And the perfect nature of this system is that there's sometimes you don't need anyone. And there's sometimes you need a few, but as you continually do this every week, you can't just say, oh, I'm going to do it every other week or every month, do an interview. Has to be every week. That way it keeps you in the driver's seat. You keep rocking and rolling. And then when you have old, you know, Karen or Jose or Ryan over there that are just being knuckleheads and making you look bad in front of your customers, you just tell them, hit the bricks. And we just had one not show up this week. No call, no show. Was it a big deal for us? No, it wasn't. So that's the thing. Like we have systems in place. And on top of that hiring system, through, you know, Mike taught me as well, like, cause I was complaining. I was being a little, you know, B word. I'm not going to swear now, but
Buffalo. Oh wait, go ahead. Buffalo,
I was being a cow.
Being a cow, but it didn't start with a B.
Yeah, it's true. So what happened then is I was complaining, oh, I can't find any good people. They're all quitting on me. They're all, you know, and then he was saying, you know, what does a pilot do? Mike says, what does a pilot do when his engine catches on fire and his plane's full of passengers? You know, he doesn't just freak out and run up and down the plane screaming fire. He's got a checklist he goes down. And that was another thing that to go along with his hiring system is having a proper checklist to go in place when emergencies do happen. No shows, I'm quitting and I'm not going to rest my contracts tonight, whatever. You have systems in place. So we have a step-by-step system of 7 points that literally my management team just goes, okay, first point, boom. That one doesn't work out. Let's go number two. And number seven is literally, well, number six is literally me going out cleaning. Number seven is like, hey, we've pretty much lost most of our team for some crazy reason. I'm calling my customers, letting them know we're not gonna be able to make it in, and I'm not gonna just discount one cleaning, but I'll discount, two cleanings to make up for it. That hasn't happened. We've never got to that point.
I was just gonna say, I'm sure you've never gotten to step seven. I'm guessing
No.
last year you haven't got to step six,
Nope.
but having them is nice. So you're like, okay, we don't have to panic when that happens. Cow, I really am digging your cow versus buffalo, man. We don't have to just freak out and try and design a system on the fly, which is what throughout the process, we lost three people. What do? We got to figure out how to go get someone, right? That's the wrong time to be doing it. We're in an interview and we don't have enough people. How do we deal with, I've got two bad options, no good employees or no good options, and I desperately need someone. How do I deal with that? When people are acting bad, but we don't have enough customers, all these things should be decided ahead of time. You try and do them in the moment, it's a son of a gun. So it's funny, we started with, and this is so typical as we kind of graduate people through our programs and they elevate in revenue and become better business owners. They start with tactical stuff, but pretty quick, you've got most of the big systems that you need in place. Like Spencer's life went from, I wouldn't say chaotic, but well, actually, and even, all right, hold on. You can share as much as I was going to go on to mindset, but we have to do one more thing because I forgot about this with you
I
specifically.
know you're saying.
Profitability. Well, no, it's not going to be the, yeah, we. Offline, if anyone wants to hear about why I yell at people not to do one-time jobs, get with Spencer. He will yell and scream at you, and you'll never do an online job or a one-time job again, even if it's a quick 50 grand. So I'll leave that for a different topic. But profitability, tell us about that, because I still remember at the event going, this guy's got a decent-sized business. He seems really bright, but you weren't making the profit that you could have. And I know you've made huge strides. Even this year, we're recording this March, early March of the year. Yeah, anyway, you tell the story because that's huge.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I went, when I first started, I think it was just the initial call with you, just to see if this was a thing for me to be a part of. And I was that typical guy. Well, my company's doing good. Everything's good. I think I'm making good money. And then I start really researching it and looking into it a little bit closer. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not making the money I thought I was making. And it became stressful. And you're doing all this work for not enough money because I didn't quite know all my numbers. And that's the biggest advice I give to everyone that's starting in any business, really. Know your freaking numbers. Any person can go out there, start a new business, say, hey, who's that cleaning company you have in here? Okay, yeah, we'll do it for half. Great. Have fun being in business for 5 months because you're going to be out of business quickly. We just had a company in our town. Opened up in last fall, went to all my customers saying, we'll do it for half cost. We'll do it, whatever they're doing it for. And now they're all those customers who they didn't turn any of my customers because I said if you turn them, great. It means I'm not doing my job correctly. And didn't turn any of my customers, but now we get a call back from other customers saying, hey, they're out of business. You work for you do our
Need
work.
help.
So know your freaking numbers, guys. Like it saves you so much heartache. Because it's stressful. Even at the beginning of this year, like my numbers were at least I knew I was bidding things right. I just had a few things out of whack.
Had some
My
cobwebs in
overhead,
the attic we had to wipe
yeah,
away.
had some contracts that were older, didn't bid them the correct way, and my COGS were what was it, 60s, high 60s, even low 70s.
Were they that bad? Holy heck.
Yeah, so we kicked them to the curb. We kicked them to the curb by raising their price on them. And if they want to stay, great. Either way, my COGS were going to fall. And now we're on track to be, in the 20s, 20% net, like Mike teaches. And now we're just trying to work on getting my overhead a little bit tightened up. And as I grow with good contracts and with good margins, we'll also help our overhead as well that way. So.
So a couple quick things on that, and then I'm gonna let Spencer end with mindset so we don't go way over on time. The first thing I want to say is, so you guys don't just think, oh, that's easy. I would have caught that. Let me tell you something Spencer didn't say, but was a reality. He was growing very quickly. So it's not like everything was stable and he just didn't see this obvious lack of profit. Everything was not stable. He was doing a very good job of growing top line growth. So he's learning how to get customers and how to get employees and how to systematize stuff and going from Spencer working all the time to not make much money to, man, I don't have to work all that much. Like, and when I am working, I'm not working in and I'm working on it. So all this stuff was happening, which is all really positive. So, and I'm sharing with this just so everyone thinks, you know, how could he miss this? Like, well, there's a lot going on. And also, so you guys start going, wait a sec, that sounds like me. Maybe I need to check my numbers. Maybe it's not as clear as it is.
No.
And so you got to be careful. When everything's flat, it's kind of easy to see the numbers if you're making money or not. But when you're growing, and you're especially when he was growing two ways internally in terms of creating systems and processes, which unlocked the key for the top line growth. So he was growing externally in terms of getting more customers, more employees, and internally in terms of being able to onboard them. And the profit got fell through the cracks. The reason I bring that up is that's a lot of you guys are in that scenario. I don't want you to miss it and go, oh yeah, I see where Spencer, he's dumb. I would never do that. But you're doing it right now. I want to make sure we got that. And the second piece is, and you can give me your thoughts on this, Spencer. It is no harder. People think it's going to be hard or scary or whatever. It is actually harder to grow with no profit because you're trying to pour 5 gallons of money out of a 4 gallon bucket, and there's just never enough. It's just not enough. But once you've got all the resources for profit and for overhead, you can do it. Thoughts on any of that before we move on to mindset? And then we got to kill it.
I agree with that, and I want to tell them too, you know, as you're growing, because we like you said, we were growing significantly. We were picking up, you know, car dealerships, a couple dealerships every month, and other small offices at the same. We were just growing crazy that year. And what you have to watch out to for sometimes is your suppliers, because they're going to say, hey, you need this toy, you need this machine. And I was buying stuff because I'm like, all right, I got to serve my customers the best way I know how. But you got to remember, if you're going to buy something, you got to find some way that there's going to have a return on that investment. You don't want stuff just sitting in the garage, you know, just clouding up your money. Your money's just sitting there if it's not, you know. So that's where I kind of got in a little bit of trouble too. Is I bought a little bit too much equipment and it was sitting a lot of the time. So be aware of that too. So spend money on what's going to make you money.
Could not agree more. All right, we are already at time, but give us the one mindset shift that you've made because it's so important on the mindset, and I don't want to ignore that.
You just gotta learn to love yourself and learn to brag about yourself. You know, as business owners, sometimes we can be our own worst enemy, and we can get ourselves down. We can lose a contract, or we can get yelled at by a contract because we have knucklehead employees, and our systems may be broke. We gotta remember that's temporary. That doesn't define who you are. That doesn't define your day. That doesn't define your week. And don't let that affect your mindset going throughout, because if you do, you're going to be ineffective and you're not going to be able to fully work on your business as you let that stuff dwell inside you.
Nailed it. I couldn't agree more. So let me give all of you listening, you're like, that's me, I want that. Two specific action items you can do right now that will help you A, get the systems, B, get the mindset, and C, kind of have that right thinking around your business. 'Cause you're so right, man. It's lonely. When we pick up a $2,000 a month account, it's so thrilling and no one in our world knows what that means or feel like. You can tell someone like, good job, I guess. I don't know. You're cleaning toilets. How excited can I be? And you're like, you don't get it. And then when a customer complains, or two or three employees quit, or you get a bad review on whatever, or someone doesn't pay, there's all sorts of kick in the soft spot stuff that sucks. So let me give you two things that you can do that really help. First of all, you are here with us. You're listening. That you are part of Cleaning Nation. You're part of a community that is huge. It is so hard. I hate to say it selfishly. Part of what I did is I went through so much pain and suffering to get where I'm at. I didn't want other people to have to go through that. And I knew the loneliness and the just not having other people that got me was really tough. So I wanted to make sure that we created that. So you're here. If you want more, like it's kind of fun, but you know, Spencer's, you know, it's all online and I don't know. A couple things. One, that's why we're having our event. The event that Spencer came to, we limited to like 10 or 15 entrepreneurs. I think it was 2, 3 grand, depending on if you brought a spouse or whatever. This is the first time we're doing a wide open event. And I think that one's application only. So it's very different. This is wide open. We're still going to go over the entire clean profit method to the best of my ability in 2 days. I'm going to talk fast, buckle up. But more importantly, you're going to get to see another 100 or so owners of cleaning companies and people that are successful. GrowMyCleanCompany.com/event. We are recording this May. 2020. If you're listening to the replay, there's probably going to be more events. Still go to growmycleancompany.com/event to see when the next event is for you, for everyone listening live or near. It's coronavirus time. We will be having the event. Unless it becomes illegal and the government says you may not leave your homes, I'm going to be on that stage teaching four of you or 200 of you. I don't give two craps. I will be hugging. I will be shaking hands. I want to be clear as a bell. I ain't scared of none of you guys getting me sick. I am so excited for this event. So we are coming out strong in terms of that's how we're going to roll. We would love for you to join us. No judgment if for whatever reason you feel like that's not going to work for you and your family, but I want to be loud. I want to be clear. We will be there as long as it's legal, right? Somehow, or the hotel doesn't kick us out. You know, if there's things beyond my control, obviously, that's that. But as long as, none of that's the case, we are going to be there. I think we've got 40 attendees and 20 or 30 guests. So we're coming up on 100 already. We've got team members coming in. It's going to be a couple hundred folks. It's going to be a party. If you want to meet Spencer, he's going to be there. Actually, he's Millionaire Mastermind. They talked about, because we're doing our Millionaire Mastermind event after. And so I think half of them are looking to ditch. They're going to come in, eat my free food, and then like get out, I think is the plan. So I don't know. You might have to catch Spencer quick, because I don't know how long he's going to hang out. So do that. If you're like, A, I am afraid of coronavirus and I'm not leaving my house, or B, that sounds fun, Mike, but that's in like weeks or months from now. I need help now. Go to growmycleancompany.com without the /event. Check out the free on-demand training. It's the best that we got. It's condensed there. You'll get an opportunity to jump on with one of the coaches at no charge with nothing for sale after that. And that's that. So if you need community, if you want systems, if you want help with mindset, if you are really committed to doing something different and growing, yes. And Andrew, the guy from the Ukraine, one of our elite members, his last name is hard to say. And I kept telling him how he's got this cool accent. I'm like, you got to be like Andrew, the guy from the Ukraine, you know, because people are thinking about it. If you come with this weird accent, you know, with Spencer, you see him, he's like, wow, he's really good looking. He has to address that or people are going to be hyper-focused on it. So he has to say, yes, I know I'm good looking. I'm aware. And now let's just get on with it. So with Andrew from the Ukraine, I'm like, you got to be like, yes, I'm Andrew, the guy with the cool accent. So when anyone sees Andrew Postolovsky, I can't, Andrew P is what I call him. You got to scream out from across the room, Andrew, the guy from the Ukraine. So that is what we're going to do with the event. Guys, gals, can't wait to see you. Spencer will probably be there unless he succumbs to the coronavirus or is that having too much fun with the Millionaire Masterminds. See y'all then. Bye. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.